You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Next, Rapare Thursday, the 13th of July. Te Karanga Ahape will be taking place across Karangahape Road, celebrating Matariki on the holidays eve and showcasing a multitude of artists from across Tamaki Makaurau and Aotearoa as a whole. There are countless events going on, from markets to performances to galleries to workshops. There's really something for everyone here, all sticking within the theme of He Ara Matarau, also known as the Pathway of Diversity. To learn more, I had a chat to event organiser Anya Vitali to learn more about what we can expect.
Kia ora, I'm Anya. I work for in contract, I guess, to Karangahape Road, and I've got Cross Street Music Festival, and I also run Karangahape Market in the Karangahape area.
So we've got Te Karangahape coming up on Thursday, the 13th of July, I believe, just on the eve of Matariki itself. Has this only been running since Matariki has been an official government public holiday, or has it been running for a bit longer than that?
Yeah, we've just run it for the last, this is the third year running. So yeah, just when that came in, obviously. But before that, I think Karangahape Road has kind of been, you know, synonymous with putting on Matariki events across the road in different ways. Might be markets, might be rongoā workshops or different things like that, you know. So, yeah, I wouldn't say that Karangahape hasn't represented them, you know, before that as well, you know, in a lot of different ways.
And, I mean, this is kind of within the same vein of your First Thursdays events that happen every month. So it's kind of cool to be able to have the one that happened just last night, actually, as we're recording this, as well as the upcoming event of Te Karangahape. If people are kind of like coming to this for the first time, but maybe have an idea of what the general vibe of First Thursdays is like, how would you kind of pitch it to them in that sense?
Yeah, well, our theme this year is He Ara Matarau, which is Pathway of Diversity. So really that reflects Karangahape Road, and not for now, we're talking for a long time. You know, it's historically always been a place where people are travelling to and from, you know, right back to early, you know, colonialism. So, you know, this area is diverse. It's got a lot of different, it draws a lot of different people to it. It's, you know, a magnet for diversity, and that's where a lot of people find that that's their home. So coming to Karangahape Road, obviously, keeping your mind open, there's a lot of different things to see. There's a lot of different communities living, working, and you know, doing different things around the area. And obviously, it's full of creatives, so you know, it's fun. You know, that's why people come to Karangahape Road. They come to see music, they come to see arts, they see all different types of, you know, dress on the street, and you know, it's an explosion right now. But it always has been, you know. It's always been a place where people that might feel uncomfortable somewhere else feel very comfortable there. So, yeah, I guess it's, you know, it's a great place to come up and see things. We've got a lot of galleries open at night. We've got the Boobin Gallery. They're doing Survivor Exhibition. We've got Art Space. They're open late doing Schools of Transformation. They've got heaps of different workshops and things going in that you can drop in. Studio Toys got actually a full program over the month, so maybe check their website out. But they've got some raranga on the night with Ashley Tassity. And Katai has got a projection on East Street, which they've done the last couple of years. It's amazing. They've got a few different artists that we project up on the wall there. And they'll have a little bit of music outside. Orenego, I don't know if you know that shop, but that's been there for quite a while, and they've got Greenstone, and they've got a lot of their makers coming in and having little artist talks and things like that. We've got skater competitions, we've got a full music program going on across the street. We've got Neck of the Woods with a Matariki showcase, which Cross Street Music Festival is putting together. East Street's putting something on. Carmel Sunker's putting an amazing DJ, local DJ kind of curation together. Whammy Backroom's got Guardian Singles album release, which will be really fantastic. And the Backroom's got Boom Boom Kid with support from Ratio. Samoa House, we've got Tito Sata, and he's doing the Rebel Records and emerging artists from the outside collective, hip-hop from out south.
I mean, yeah, just to, like, I guess, start on the galleries and stuff like that. I mean, it's really possible for someone to just kind of like show up at around when the festivities kind of begin around 4 to 5 p.m. And manage to just kind of like hop between all the different spaces across Cunning Harbour Road. I mean, there's just so much that it's awesome.
There's a lot to see, But what we've done with a lot of it is, you know, if you're walking along, doesn't matter what end of Karangahape Road, and obviously there's a program out now, so if anyone wants to go online and check out karangahaperoad.com, there's a full program on there. And, you know, you can kind of navigate it with your mates where you want to kind of start and end, or, you know. And obviously there's, you know, free food and bits and pieces along the way. There's markets as well that we've got in St. Kieran's Arcade, Queer Psych New Zealand has been running for a while, and then we've got Celestial Corner doing markets and stuff, and George, not just George Cook, but also down in St. Kevin's Arcade. It depends what you're going to look at, obviously, but the program's pretty diverse. So, you know, if you wanted to check out the galleries, that's kind of open all night, and then the music is kind of programmed across the street. So, you know, some things start a bit later, but generally we're starting from about 3, so things start kicking off from then, but the main action is really between 5 and 9. Yeah,
there's really, like, truly something for everyone. I mean, you also mentioned sort of the markets that are taking place, which are definitely quite a cornerstone of First Thursdays and all the good old Karangahape Road events. But I think it's really interesting how you mentioned about how QRAF is bringing together their Queers and Wears markets and kind of bringing together more Māori makers and craftspeople and artists from across Aotearoa. Do you have anyone that you're particularly looking forward to seeing at these markets?
I mean, we've got a lot of artists and stuff that, I mean, we've kind of curated from around, kind of more up north as well, but yeah, Kororia Wikiteria is a master weaver, so she's coming down, and then, you know, we've got Hangi on offer and things like that, and obviously for Olivia from Queer and Wears, she's got an amazing collective of colourful creatives that come, so they're always, you know, changing, but yeah, we've got a lot of different kind of like little workshops and stuff that are pop-ups in those markets as well. So yeah, I think it's, the markets are, I think, a really good way of coming in and seeing what people are doing, and it's a great platform for young people to come and show what they can do as well. You know, as many platforms as we can create right now for young people to come and, you know, be able to do stuff, show stuff, and, you know, create small businesses for themselves as well. You know, this is what is really exciting about being able to create these platforms on Karangahape Road as well, because, you know, these things are important and it does create a community, you know, and that's, I think, what Karangahape Road is, you know, becoming a lot more, you know, identifiable for as well, is that people can come and do stuff and make stuff happen. And what's really exciting is that, you know, even Celestial Corner, they were a stall that was with, you know, when I started Karangahape Market, and they started there, and then 4 months later they'd got it formed a collective, and now they've got a permanent home in George Court. And these stories are what we want to, you know, push as well, because this is the whole point. We just, you know, while the city's, you know, still in a really weird place and growing and trying to imagine where it's going to be in the future, it's the young people that are coming in and making it their home again, you know, in a different way. So, yeah, I just do have to mention, though, that we have got a Matariki Hub, which is one of the most important places to kind of mention on our program. That's space by Grayson and Sam Bailey. They've put an amazing program together. There's going to be some really standout artist workshops there and music. But basically that is from the 13th of July to the 3rd of August. And basically, they're creating a drop-in space and somewhere where anyone that feels like they want to go and just hang out somewhere and, you know, have a kōrere with whoever's there, or go and do it, drop in into a workshop, that's going to be an open space, which I feel like right now that's just a really important thing to have. So that's the Matariki Hub, and that's going to be on 214 Karangahape Road, which is the little arcade just down from George Court. Yeah. So, you know, everyone's welcome to drop in there, have a cup of tea and see what's going on as well. And that's going to be up for, yeah, like I said, the 13th to the 3rd of August.
Nice.
And, yeah, so that's, you know, it's good to have that kind of space, and good to be able to have a matariki space or, you know, a little whare that's going to be permanently over that time for people to drop in.
And do you think that there's anything else that's particularly special about this evening in relation to matariki?
Look, I just feel like, you know, personally kind of managing this with the team at Karangahape Business Association, but not just seeing the residents and, you know, all the people that run the businesses across Karangahape Road, we've reached out to them and this is their program. We have obviously coordinated some of the music and things like that. But, you know, this is their event and I feel like that's where it's got a lot stronger because we're just letting the community come forward and create their own programming. And, you know, so, I mean, it can only get better and I feel like, you know, the more and more community and people that get involved and, you know, the more that BFM and other people can jump on board and talk about this, you know, it can only get better and, yeah, gives us hope that, you know, there's a good community feeling in the city and that people can feel really welcome to come and, yeah, enjoy the night. Actually, look out for the drag queens on the big lollipops or stop signs across the road. They're hilarious and our skaters as well. We've got some amazing skaters, so get some photo opportunities with them. They'll be hilarious and hopefully get a nice one-liner to take away for the night.
And the drag queens are promoting safety as well. It's beautiful. Always be road safe, gang.
I know, and they're just hilarious. Just telling, you know, it's, yeah, just last year it's like, get across the road, move it, come on.
Classic.
I can run faster than you in my heels. It was really cool. And it's just fun to see the whole community come together and what we want to happen, you know. We just want everyone to come together and have a great night.
It's truly everything that makes Karangahape Road and really Tamaki Makaurau as a whole special to visit and live in. And it's, yeah, just awesome mahi.
And I think it definitely leads in a sense of, you know, compassion and, you know, just being able to kind of like, everyone's got a different life, you know, right now. And we've had such a hard last few years. So I feel like, you know, being connected to each other is really important. So as much as we can kind of pull that into the programming and, like I say, the community's come to meet us on that. So this isn't our program, it's the community's program. So
awesome.
Yeah.
I reckon that's all from me. Is there anything else that you wanted to touch on for the night?
I just wanted to, obviously, a big shout out to Link Alliance, obviously Auckland Council and all the team from Karangahape Business Association and everyone that's come together from the community to put this together because it's, you know, it's a team effort. And obviously we couldn't do it with sponsorship as well, but, you know, it's not just that, it's all the resources and all the free time that people give and that's the manaaki that our team can give to, you know, our community. Yeah.
Awesome.
But come along, and it's going to be a huge night. There's something for everyone, so definitely rock on up and be surprised with all the pop-ups and happenings that are happening, man. It's going to be awesome.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.